Remember the treatment of blacks, the signs say no blacks or restaurants or anything?
Yeah.
Tell us what you observed.
Well, we always had a maid. And the maids came to work then on the bus and went home on the bus. We had one for many years, a wonderful human being. She had a couple of sons who were really nice men. Boys at that time became very nice men. I'll never forget one time her son was picking me up at Elliott School. He was parallel parking and barely tapped a car in front of him. The guy driving the car in front of him jumped out, comes back, starts yelling at him, calling him a nigger, and just treated him just awful. He started crying. I mean, it was an awful, awful thing. That put an indelible mark on me, and I've always been involved in things around town involving them right now. In fact, I just gave 5 scholarships to TU only for black students.
I want to get into that later here. But anyway, you saw the way they were treated, and they couldn't go into some of those stores that you talked about earlier.
You know, I did not notice that they were not going in those stores, but come to think of it, I don't think I ever saw any in them.
Yeah. Theaters, movie stars at the time?
No, we had the Rialto and the Orpheum and the Ritz. Those are the 3 downtown theaters of consequence. And then there's some cheaper ones north of 3rd Street by the viaducts where little off-color things were showed from time to time.
Any particular movies or stars that you were enamored with maybe at the time?
I've never been enamored with movie stars. Only radio guys. I get enamored with radio guys, yeah.
In the 50s, you remember the fear of communism and
the talk about that. Hey, look, what happened in World War II? We were so propagandized. One of our greatest allies was Stalin. We loved him. Yeah. Chiang Kai-shek wasn't a very nice guy. He just happened to be our guy instead of a so-called communist. But the propaganda was just awful during the war. And Japs were very bad, almost inhuman beings.
According to our...
to our propaganda.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Terrible stuff. Now, I didn't understand at that time how terrible it was. Because I had no frame of reference.
Yeah.
Being so young. The communist deal got fanned after the war was over when Russia would not, in effect, retreat and, in fact, take over all of Eastern Europe. We let them take over too much, but Truman felt, apparently, that they had lost so many people that they had some entitlements, which included enslaving some other people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Then there was always that fear that communism was going to come here to the United States and take over.
But no one could tell you why or how.
Right. But we fought communism in other areas as well. It was always we had to make a move because if we don't, communism is going to take over certain countries.
Yeah, but think what happened in Hollywood. I mean, they just beat up a bunch of people intellectually and business-wise who were good people.
When they blacklisted them.
They blacklisted them, yeah. That was absolutely wrong.
Do you remember listening to presidents on the radio?
Oh, sure.
Franklin Roosevelt, his fireside chats.
He used to have a saying, well, we've changed it into something. I love the United States. LNO loves the United States. Fala, his little dog, loves the United States. He had these fireside chats, and they were pretty damn effective. Yeah.
Remember as a family listening to the radio?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever come in contact with presidents in your entire life?
Only once.
Who's that?
When we dedicated the lock out at the port.
The Nixon port of Catoosa.
Nixon came in for the dedication.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the front row, and he came down that row and shook hands with people, and I did shake his hand and said, we're happy you're here, Mr. President. I was less happy about him later on, but at that time I was happy with him.
Why were you there?
I was involved in some local somethings. I forget what it was that got me the opportunity to sit out there and do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been involved in a lot of stuff, one way or another.
Former Governor David Hall was there, too.
Yeah, I think so. I knew him. He's a client of ours, and he needed to go to jail.
So Richard Nixon that day must have impressed you in person. He was a handsome, good-looking man, and then he gave a good speech.
Yeah. Now, I did something to that deal, which I've never talked to anyone very much about, a few people. There was a photographer there that day who was a felon, and I knew he was a felon. He was a disbarred attorney. What he had done, he was dating a woman who I knew, and she started dating somebody else who happened to be a doctor here in town. This guy hired somebody to throw acid in that doctor's face. Pretty big scandal deal. So this guy couldn't be an attorney again. He was working for a television station as a cameraman. I was concerned about that, him being a felon and had created some violence. So I told someone about him out there. they didn't do anything about it. I'm pretty sure they had someone watching, but they did not pull him away and make him not work.